This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Marjorie Dannenfelser, who is president of the Susan B. Anthony List, a pro-life organization. In the wake, of course, of the major health care vote in the House of Representatives a number of weeks ago, many people associated with the Tea Party movement put some of the Democratic members who wavered and finally voted for the health care bill on their list of targeted incumbents. There are also some supposedly pro-life members of Congress who ended up voting for the bill as well, while pro-life groups say it was very much a pro-abortion piece of legislation. And Marjorie, thanks so much for being with us.
It's a pleasure to be with you. Thank you, Greg.
Well, your organization is launching a million-dollar effort, at least in the beginning, to point out the fact that these supposedly pro-life members of Congress voted for this bill. Who are those five members, and why'd you pick them?
Yes, we are. Well, one thing about politics and parenting is that discipline has to be sure and swift, or the lesson is not learned. And while this is definitely not a an action of retribution, it is an action to make sure that everyone knows that when they vote against life, there will be consequences, especially this particular vote, which was the most important vote since 1973, since Roe versus Wade. And it is an outrage to America that these self-described pro-life Democrats voted for this bill, which included abortion funding. We are refining down our list, and we're going to be releasing it very soon. There's only one that I'm 100% sure of, and that's Kathy Dahlkemper in Pennsylvania. We'll pick up four more just in the next couple of days here after we've done all the due diligence of research. But we're sure of that one because Susan B. Anthony List is about women's leadership, and women need to rise to a very high standard, especially when they call themselves pro-life. And so that we know that we'll be there. We've been in all the pro-life self-described Democratic districts for the last 6 months, and I mean literally on the ground. We've been doing ads. We've been mailing voters. We've been there, completely there. So we've already been laying the groundwork. Now we'll be hitting the ball out of the ballpark with a defeat and a win for a pro-life candidate, we pray.
We're talking with Marjorie Dannenfelser of the Susan B. Anthony List. And Marjorie, obviously every election year there's a myriad of issues. These are Democrats who are pro-life, you would, or at least originally were initially because that was their conviction, also because they probably reflect their district to some extent. As you go around these districts over the past 6 months, given all that's out there in terms of the issues, the national security, the spending, the health care provisions outside of the abortion issue, how big of an issue is this abortion issue going to be in 2010?
Well, it's going to be big. It became the one area of bipartisan consensus in the Congress. It was the one pivot point for the entire health care bill. So it got top billing by all lobbyists, even that weren't looking, that weren't lobbying on the issue. It was definitely acknowledged as the fulcrum around which it would either rise or fall. Now, and the health care rose, and now it is in all of our backyards, and where every family is having to deal with it. So it will be, abortion will absolutely be top of mind, especially also because conversations about Supreme Court nominees coming down the pike here will keep it top of mind. The last two elections where Republicans lost miserably, sadly, because of the life issue, was not top of mind. It was not necessarily a voting interest. Now it will be, and all the polls show that it improves what the brand of whatever party decides to take that on. Right now it's the Republican Party. The beautiful combination of the Tea Party movement and the pro-life movement is one that is absolutely energized and multiplies daily. So we have a lot to be hopeful for and a great coalition built with common targets in these candidates.
Marjorie, some of those pro-life Democrats flipped at the last hour because of the promise of an executive order that was signed that would apply the Hyde language to the entire bill. Explain for our listeners why you don't think that is an acceptable reason for voting for the bill.
It is a offensive thing to claim that this executive order would protect unborn children and us from paying for their abortions. It is an executive order coming from, therefore, the executive branch, which is a separation of power from the legislative branch. It does not have the effect of statute. And when a court challenge comes, which it certainly will, it will not stand in court. All precedent in the courts on abortion spells this out since 1976. If there is not a statutory exception for abortion, it will not stand because it's considered part of health care for women by the courts. The other thing is this executive order didn't even address the fundamental issue that Bart Stupak and all of the pro-life Democrats who signed his letter said was unacceptable, and it was a funding mechanism that puts our money into subsidies for health care plans that fund abortions. So it didn't even attempt to address that, even if it did have the effect of law. So they traded a piece of paper for the lives of unborn children, and they decided to convince themselves for a few seconds there and now trying to convince their constituents that they did the right thing and protected their consciences.
Marjorie, one more topic before we let you go. And you mentioned a moment ago that there's going to be obviously a Supreme Court confirmation process playing out over the summer. We'll see how contentious it gets. Just on Wednesday, President Obama was asked, after meeting with senators about the upcoming confirmation process, would he be open to a pro-life nominee? And basically said he doesn't have a litmus test, but he would expect the nominee to agree with his position on women's rights, which doesn't take a genius to figure out what he means by that. So how do you respond to that?
I respond, this is the president we've come to know. He says he says what he knows the public wants to hear, and then his actions completely contradict it. He said on the health care bill, there is no abortion funding in this bill, and then he loaded it down with abortion funding. You simply cannot accept statements like that from this president. You don't trust and then verify.
Marjorie, we'll keep following on the confirmation process as well as your efforts to point out the health care votes of those members in some of those pro-life districts. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg. It's always a pleasure.
Same here. Marjorie Dannenfelser is president of the Susan B. Anthony List, a pro-life organization. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.